that we broadly welcome any support schemes, but I suppose, unfortunately, we don't think it goes far enough. I personally have been hit since last springtime, I suppose. We've been out of contract and nobody would lock us in. So we've been paying the higher rates since last April, I think. So the scheme, I said, broadly welcomed, but only starts in September. So, you know, in a grocery business, we don't have fluctuations much in our electricity. It's kind of consistent all year round. So I've been paying those bills since last April. I think I worked it out. I'm looking at about 20,000 of an increase in just the summer period alone. So I think across the year, we're going to look at a 60,000 increase, and we're only getting a small fraction of that. So I suppose I will call on the government to, I suppose, look at it again. You know, even if they went back as far as April or May, and I suppose took that into consideration, because the facts and figures are there. We've been paying the higher rate. So we were on 19 cent, and at one stage we actually went up to 46 cent. And I know that they have it in place until springtime again of 2023. I don't think the era of cheap electricity is coming back, and I suppose I think it has to be reviewed, you know, and I think there is I think scope for it to be reviewed. And then I suppose in our own case, you know, we're a grocery store, a local convenience store in one of the small villages up and down in County Clare in the whole of Ireland. And we're a high energy user because it's the nature of the game. And unfortunately, we're also in the low margin game because that's what grocery business is. So we can't absorb these costs. And, you know, 40%, you know, is very, very welcome. But people have to remember it's only 40% on the increase and not the total bill. So I think for high energy users like ourselves, you know, there should be more scope there. The government say that it has to pass the European Union, I suppose, state aid rules. But I think we all saw during COVID that the facility was there. You know, the government can do it, you know, if the political will is there to support businesses. You know, the Vinters got special supports, childcare sector got special supports. We in the grocery sector, we didn't need the supports during COVID, but I suppose we're asking the government now if they would take a look at our sector, because said, you know, we need it. We don't have the parent companies that big companies have or chain stores have. And at the end of the day, we're only small family businesses in rural Ireland. And, you know, everyone will say that their local grocery shop is the most, one of the most important features of their community, you know, that we have a serious role to play for everyone. And I would hate to see any more small businesses close, because I think yourself, Alan, you know, that you had a different retailer on, say there was a three businesses closed in Ennis.
Yes.
In the last few weeks. So we don't need that, because said we're a huge part of employment in Clare as well, and that we probably don't get recognised for in ourselves.
Yeah, I think, did you say, Flora, when you were on with us originally, you employ, was it around 23 people?
Yeah, 23.
So it's a sizable shop, yeah. And you've got a bakery as well, which, yeah, you know, it's great to have that the added elements for the public, mm-hmm. But we know, you know, when you have something like a bakery, I mean, it takes a lot of energy to keep something like that going.
Yeah, you know, and we hire from a broad spectrum of people as well. You know, we have a couple of people who are, you're over 65 or over 66. You know, we have people on disabilities, we have college students, we have TY students, you know, so it's a whole spectrum of people that don't necessarily fit into the multinational kind of, you know, portfolio. So our role is very important in the community that I think sometimes gets overlooked as well. And, you know, we want to keep everyone in employment. We want to keep our hours open. We don't want to do any cuts. So that's why I suppose we are calling on the government to, I suppose, definitely look at the grocery sector. I know there's other sectors like cafes who would also be high energy users, and, you know, again, they're low enough margin businesses. So it's not just the grocery sector in that regard. I suppose it's protecting rural Ireland is our aim of the game here.
Yeah, and I see Leo Varadkar has been talking about this and saying that this scheme, it's so important to so many businesses struggling to pay astronomical gas and electricity bills. And, you know, while you're saying, Flora, it's welcome, you know, the important point you make there is this is 40% off the increase,
yeah,
not the overall bill. And I mean, even if you were to get 40% off the overall bill, when your overall bill is nearly €22,000, you're still left with a hefty chunk of change to have to try and pay yourself.
Yeah, so our bill went up 110%, or our unit rate went up 110% on last year. And, you know, I am definitely by far not the worst affected. You know, I've heard a lot worse stories than I am out there. And a lot of business owners have come to me in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And I keep telling them, you know, go to your politicians and tell your politicians, because, not that there's no point telling me, but, you know, there's only so much I can do, that your politicians are the ones who are going to, I suppose, look after us, or, I suppose, bring our story forward. You know, we only have a small pot, you know, and we're just like your earlier segment on Clare County Council, we have wage increases coming in January, we have the sick pay scheme, you know, our bins have gone up, our insurance have gone up, so much has gone up for us.
Yeah.
And all that's happening is the energy is just because it was taking it all out of the pot, you know. And we want, you know, we 100% want to support our employees, look after them, especially during the cost of living crisis. You know, we have to pay our waste bins, we have to pay our insurance as well to keep the doors open. But the pot is only a certain size, and there's going to be nothing left in the pot, I suppose, if unless we get the supports. And going back to during COVID, the government had the political will to support different sectors, and I can't see why they can't support us now.
You mentioned local businesses. Other businesses have been in touch with you. I suppose your story gained a lot of traction, and I wonder, but perhaps, you know, are you confident that the government will listen, and that, you know, when a story like yours has gained traction both locally and nationally, and they might look at that and go, oh God, we need to do more for businesses like Flora's? Or are you concerned that this is the TBESS, that's as far as they go? And
no.
Even into next year, Flora, even if it runs until the 30th of April at the latest, I mean, this is, you know, to help businesses who are struggling with energy prices affected by the war in Ukraine. I mean, the war in Ukraine shows no time of ending anytime soon. I don't think it would surprise anybody if it rumbled on until late next year, possibly the following year, and businesses then are back having to sort out most of their energy bills themselves.
Yeah, and I do, and I know that it's been said that the era of cheap electricity is not coming back, you know. So, and I know that the government can't just write a blank cheque for our ESB bills, or electricity bills, should I say, but, you know, still something has to be done to support us. And I do believe that the government want to support us. They want to, you know, help small family business. They want to help local communities. I suppose they just need to, I suppose, commit to the funding and try and balance the books to help us. But that's why I go back and say that any business owners that have been affected by the energy crisis, they have to contact their politicians and let the politicians know. You know, just drop them an email and say, you know, we're badly affected by it. And while we really appreciate the 40%, we need more, you know, we need more supports. And I suppose that's the bottom line. They have to contact the politicians.
Other businesses who have been in touch with you over this, and I would hope for their sake, none of them have received five-figure electricity bills like you have. But I don't know if you can mention figures. Are they experiencing, you know, relative to their size of business compared to yours, perhaps, are they seeing sizable increases?
Oh, yes.
Like that?
Yeah, every business that has been contacted me, they all have, I suppose it's all relative to their own business.
Yeah.
You know, I have one lady said that she was on 3,000 a month and now she's 7,000 a month. You know, so my business had that size. You know, we have the bakery and we have a lot of ovens and our deli going. But it's totally relative. So the cafe owner, you know, their bill has jumped just as much, and they can't put up their prices anymore than what they're doing at the moment either, because, you know, they still have to look after their customers and look after their employees. And people always say, oh, but sure, you can take the hit, but we can't absorb these, because the figures are so astronomical that we have no way of ever even recouping this money, because, you know, we're not talking about 100 euro or 200 euro, we're talking about multiples of thousands. So, you know, we can't exactly start charging 15 euro for a breakfast roll, because one, they won't come in.
One, you won't hell of a breakfast roll.
And then also, as well, you know, I always say this as well, that, you know, we don't have the parent companies that the multiples have, that they can just, you know, absorb these or write them off against their profit or tax. Small family businesses can't do that, so that's why we have to be supported.
Are you concerned that, you know, that it's just lip service up to now from the government about additional measures for family-owned businesses like your own? Are you confident, are you more hopeful than confident that they'll do something if you do feel it has been just lip service up to now?
Yeah, I suppose it's hard to know. You know, back in the end of September, it was mooted that in the budget that there was going to be a support scheme. I suppose we were delighted then to hear that it was coming. We didn't know what was going to be qualified in it. So, you know, they have put their money where their mouth is and given us a scheme. I just don't think it goes far enough, and I definitely think it has to be into sectors. I do believe that the government will support us here, but I suppose the more political pressure we can put on, the better here. But I suppose they have to. There's no choice, because, you know, they either support us or else you have mass job losses, and you have, I suppose, the destruction of our deterioration of rural Ireland, where you have businesses, cafes. You see yourself, a lot of cafes are only open 2 and 3 days a week at the moment, and that's even before the energy crisis came in. You know, we have labour shortages. We've a lot going on. You know, we can't exactly turn off the lights in the business, or we can't close the doors and only operate 5 days a week in the grocery sector. So I do believe the government will help us. It's just we have to keep fighting and, I suppose, making our case known in this.
Of course, we're in the Christmas period now. It's such a busy time for so many businesses and so many sectors. Indeed, their busiest time of the year. I'd imagine it's the same for yourself. Has this period that's happening now, is it an opportunity to just for all of you working in the shop to focus on that and, you know, do as well as you can possibly revenue wise and forget about your recent and going forward continuing energy bills? Or has that soured things a little bit for you?
No, it definitely has soured things, because every time I walk around the shop, whether it's looking at the coffee machine, looking at the ovens, what can we
You're thinking
off?
Of...
Yeah, yeah, what can we use? I have signs outside the oven. We've a huge deck oven for all our homemade bakery, and we have a scratch bakery in Six Mile Bridge. And I keep saying, only use two of those deck ovens, turn off the third one, you know, walking around a certain time of the evening, we're turning off the teas and coffee machine. We've the air conditioning off. You know, I'm just telling the staff to wear extra layers, because, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to try and bring down the costs. There's only so much we can do ourselves, and you know, we're going back to being frugal again, which is no harm, I suppose, in one regard, but there's only so much we can do.